Some of you, your priorities are out of line and you're partying right now and you broke. You broke in your relationships, you broke in your health. Like for real, you broke it. You broke. And you're broke because you're not getting the eye. You're not understanding the eye. I told you last week, it is about an invention, an idea. If you would get off the couch, stop playing video games, stop murmuring, stop complaining, stop going to a job you don't like, you're about to go to a whole nother level in every area of your life. Talking about the I am.
I am strong. I am equipped. I am confident. I am more than a conqueror.
Don't let your words guide you. Let your actions guide you. Everything you've ever wanted, everything you've ever wanted in life, it's in your idea. It's in your I am.
I am.
Come on, I am.
I am.
For I am.
I am.
After you get off work, just like you invest in them, you need to invest in yourself. And the problem is simple. You're not investing in your
I am.
Write the idea down and shut up. You ain't got to share your idea with 50 people. You're watching people blow up who had an idea, and they turn that idea into a reality. And not only are they millionaires or billionaires, but they making people millionaires and billionaires. Your success is not determined on just what you say. Write the idea down and boom, get to stepping, baby. Get to the action. You don't get out of life what you want. Raise your level of consciousness. You get out of life who you are. I am the greatest. You haven't convinced you that you need to put the money in so you can get where you're trying to get to. You don't believe that you are. And the very first thing the Creator said was, tell him I am. After you do pursue. What does that mean? You never get to a place where you're chilling. Now your children's children will be satisfied for a marginal life and a marginal marriage. If they see their mom and dad have a marginal anything, they're going to embrace that. Why? Because you can tell people whatever you want to tell them, but people don't live their life based on what you tell them. They live it on based on who you are. This information is going to change your life forever. Like, if you've been here, this information is going to change your life. Find out who you are. Find out what your purpose is in life. Everybody got a dream. Everybody got a goal. Stop dreaming about it. Stop talking about it. And get up and do something about it.
What are the two most powerful words in the English language? The two most powerful words in the English language are I am. Because what comes after I am will shape your life. What you speak after, I am. What you believe after, I am, will control your decisions and shape your life. If you believe you are powerful, if you believe you are capable of achieving great things, you will attempt great things. If you speak into your life resilience and determination to overcome anything, you will be ready to face and overcome anything. Let the power of I am shape your life in the most powerful way. What you speak after I am, what you believe after I am, will control your decisions and shape your life. If you believe you are powerful, if you believe you are capable of achieving great things, you will attempt great things. I am powerful. I am strong. I am successful. I am an achiever. I am abundant. I am rich. I am determined. I am focused. I am disciplined. I am health. I am wealth. I am. I am. I am beautiful. I am wise. I am capable of anything. I'm someone who makes things happen. I am a powerful creator. I am filled with faith. I am blessed. I am grateful. I am a miracle. I am connected. I am God. I am more than my body. I am a powerful spirit. I am ready. I am focused. I'm a fighter. I'm more than enough. I'm a winner. I'm a champion. You can't just speak the words. You must feel them. And you must believe them. Repeat them every day. Let them soak into your subconscious. Let the power become one with you. Ali said, I am the greatest, and he became the greatest. Are you ready to be great? I am. I am. Replace I want with I am. Instead of saying I want to be rich, say I am rich. I am wealthy. Say it. Feel it. Feel it until you believe it. I am powerful. I am strong. I am successful. I am abundant. I am rich. I am determined. I am focused. I am disciplined. I am capable of anything. I am a powerful creator. I am limitless. I am. I am. Thoughts are powerful. Thoughts lead to action. Actions over time become habits. And habits lead to long, lasting results.
Persevere. Nothing worthwhile is easy. No one of achievement has avoided failure, sometimes catastrophic failures. But they keep at it. They learn from mistakes. They don't quit.
The key is what we do in our times of pain. Pain will change us. Heartache, loss, disappointments, they don't leave us the same. You can come out bitter, or you can come out better. You can come out defeated, giving up on your dreams, or you can come out with a new passion, a new fire, excited about the new opportunities in front of you. Don't just go through it, grow through it. That difficulty is an opportunity to get stronger, to develop character, to gain new competence. That pain is not there to stop you, it's there to prepare you, to increase you, to develop you.
You're going to hit a wall. And that wall shocks some people. That wall stuns some people. That wall discourages some people. It's painful hitting that wall. But some people hit that wall and refuse to be denied. This person comes back anyhow, again and again and again. And if you keep on hitting that wall, here's what happens to you, that you will have an incredible breakthrough. And it's as if the universe says, let's help him out. Come on. I admire that kind of tenacity. Let's give her a hand. This person doesn't care about the pain because this person knows something. There's no gain without pain.
Everybody talks positive about themselves. Everybody talks like you a beast. You dress like you a beast.
But then when it's time to do what beasts do, you back up. You have an excuse. Innovation is rewarded. They give you a plaque for it. They give you a reward for it. But execution is worshipped.
Listen to me. There's no excuse. And what will separate those of you from the rest is not what they give you. What's going to separate you is what you do. Listen to me very closely. I want you to know there's only one equation that's missing. There's only one thing you cannot purchase. There's only one thing you cannot buy, and that's what real beasts do.
I ain't smart, but the difference between me and most people is you might be sweeter than me. You might be bigger than me. You might grind. Listen to me. I don't know. You might have money. I don't know where you come from, but you will not outwork me. Every single time. This is an opportunity of a lifetime, and I'm going to take advantage of it.
Everyone looking forward, please. Good morning, year 11s. Today's assembly is about the start of the journey, the start of the rest of your lives. In 2 years' time, all of you will have been finishing your A-levels. In 3 years' time, you'll be studying across the world, studying at the university of your choice. In 5 years' time, you'll have started your careers. Many of you will be in this room working for the top institutions across the globe. You will then get married. You then may buy a house. In 10 years' time, your life will be set for you. In 15 years, you'll be 30. And from then on, your path and your life will be set.
I'm sorry, Mr. Headmaster. Let me tell you why that approach may fail you. I know people who graduated at 21 and didn't get a job till they were 27. I know people who graduated late at 25 and they found work immediately. I know people who never went to university but found what they love at 18. I know people who found a job straight out of college, making decent money, but hate what they do. I know people who took gap years and found their purpose. I know people who were so sure about what they were going to do at 16 and changed their mind at 26. I know people who have children but are single. And I know people who are married but have had to wait 8 to 10 years to have children. I know people in relationships who love someone else. I know people who love each other but aren't together. So my point is, everything in life happens according to our time, our clock. You may look at some of your friends and think that they're ahead of you, or maybe some of them you feel are behind. But everything happens at their own pace. They have their own time and clock, and so do you. Be patient. At age 25, Mark Cuban was a bartender in Dallas. It took till 32 for J.K. Rowling to be published for Harry Potter after being rejected by 12 publishers. Ortega launched Zara when he was 39. Jack Ma started Alibaba when he was 35. Morgan Freeman got his big break at 52. Steve Carell only got his break after 40 years old. Virgin was started by Richard Branson at 34. Getting your degree after 25 is still an achievement. Not being married at 30 but still happy is beautiful. Starting a family after 35 is still possible. And buying a house after 40 is still great. Don't let anyone rush you with their timelines. Because as Einstein said, not everything that counts can be counted, and not everything that's counted truly counts. And this is the most important thing. I want you to be able to create meaningful, purposeful, fulfilling lives for yourselves and learn how to use that to make an impact and a difference in the lives of others. That will be true success.
When I was 29, I told myself, the next acting job I get, no matter what it pays, I will, from now on, for better or worse, be a working actor. I got a low-paying theater job in a play called Imperfect Love, which led to a film called 13 Moons with the same writer, which led to other roles, which led to other roles. And I've worked as an actor ever since. I didn't know that would happen. At 29, walking away from data processing, I was terrified. 10 years in a place without heat, 6 years at a job I felt stuck in. Maybe I was afraid of change. Are you? And so at 29, in a very long last, I was in the company of the actors and writers and directors I'd sought out that first year, that first day after school. I am by their sides. Raise the rest of your life to meet you. Don't search for defining moments, because they will never come. The moments that define you have already happened, and they will already happen again. And it passes so quickly. So please bring each other along with you. You just get a bit derailed. But soon something starts to happen. Trust me. A rhythm sets in. Just try not to wait until, like me, you're 29 before you find it. And if you are, that's fine too. Some of us never find it. But you will. I promise you. You are already here. You'll find your rhythm or continue the one you have already found. Don't wait until they tell you you are ready. Get in there. Sing. The world might say you are not allowed to yet. I waited a long time out in the world before I gave myself permission to fail. My parents didn't have much money, but they struggled to send me to the best schools. And one of the most important things they did for me is that once I graduated, I was on my own. Financially, it was my turn. This made me very hungry, literally. I couldn't be lazy.
At the end of the day, none of us are happy with our jobs all the time. But I just sort of, I had some perseverance in terms of what I wanted to do and what I didn't want to do. And I think no is a very powerful word in our business that is very hard to use early on in your career. But I also think I was pretty arrogant when I was younger. So I use that word maybe too much, but it also helped me with the finding roles that I did like.
We burn very brightly. Please don't ever stop. Please don't even bother asking. Don't bother telling the world you are ready. Show it. Do it. What did Beckett say? Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail again, fail better. The world is yours. Treat everyone kindly and light up the night.
How bad do you want it? Are you talking about it or you're being about it? Greatness is no joyride. Greatness is full of adversity and obstacles. How bad do you want it? How dedicated are you to achieving your greatness? Too many times we wake up in the morning and we're ungrateful for that day. We're awake, we're blessed. The world is full of negativity. We don't have to be negative on ourselves. I hear people talk about, I am unlucky, I am unsuccessful, I am fat, I am ugly. No, you are not. Let's change our I am. It's going to fuel our day, it's going to fuel our life. I am successful, I am powerful, I am great, I am amazing. That's the words that have to follow our I am. It's going to fuel your life. Let's start taking it with passion. Let's start being amazing. Use your I am to change the world. If your actions are not in line with your beliefs, stop lying to yourself. There is nobody in this world that can go out there and be great for you. You got to make a conscious decision to stop making excuses, strap up your heart, stick out your chest, and get it done. There's nobody in this world that's going to give you what you want. You're going to have to go out there and get what you want by working hard. Being talented is not good enough. You got to work hard. You got to be passionate. And you got to be grateful. Yes, I said grateful. I've failed over and over and over again. And I've risen to success because of my mindset. Your mindset can be controlled. Your attitude can be controlled by you. Nobody else can control your attitude and your mindset. If you let them, then you're allowing them to own something that belongs to you. That is your property. When you get up in the morning, don't look at your phone. Don't check your emails. Don't think about yesterday's problems, yesterday's struggles, and what obstacles you got today. Focus. Focus on the things that you have and not the things that you want. Focus on the people that love you and not the people that hate you. Focus on what and who you want to be and become. Be blessed, be grateful, and say thank you. When you wake up every single morning, I want you to wake up with a smile on your face. Doesn't matter how bad yesterday was. Doesn't matter what you got going on today. And start telling yourself what you want to be. I am rich. I am healthy. I am great. I am amazing. I am a great father. I am a great mother. Whatever you want to be, start your day off with I am. Because what follows your I am is going to shape your day, your year, and your life. I'm going to tell you something that one of my mentors, Jim Rohn, told me. If you want change in your life, you are going to have to change. You're going to have to do something different. You're not going to be able to get up and be doing the same thing over and over again and expect something different to happen, something different to change. If you keep doing that, you are insane. That is the definition of insanity. Don't be a volunteer victim. A lot of our problems in life is self-inflicted wounds. A lot of times, as we get older, we tend to conform and we stop growing, we stop building as people inside. No one wants to set goals, nobody wants to keep them. We rather do what's easy in life instead of getting a little bit uncomfortable and growing. When you're uncomfortable is when you start to grow. When you're uncomfortable is when you start to build muscles in your mind, in your body, in your soul. Gratitude is the only shortcut to success. Be grateful for what's around you. Don't take it for granted. Get up every single morning and do something that you love. For a half an hour, for 10 minutes, for 5 minutes, for an hour. Start small. I'm going to repeat that. Success is little steps of progress. If you're moving forward, if you're moving towards your goals, towards your greatness, then you are progressing. Don't wait till the weekend. Do it now, whatever it is. You have to believe. Stop putting limitations on yourself. Stop doubting yourself. Stop letting other negative naysayers pull you into their circle of disaster. Misery loves company. That's a fact. We have to rethink what motivates us. What pushes us? What is our why? Why do you do what you do, how you do it? I want to inspire you to become the best you that you can be. Everybody else is taken. You can do the easy things in life. If you do those easy things, life is gonna be hard, I promise you. But if you go about it and do those hard things, those things that nobody want to do, those things that people say, oh man, I gotta get up and do that today, all right, then life will be easy. It's a choice that you have to make whenever you're ready. Write down exactly what you want to achieve, and then every single day, as many times as possible, read it to yourself. If you want to make $1 million a year, write down on that piece of paper, I make $1 million a year. I am healthy. I am happy. I have the love of my life. Write it down and repeat it every single day. You want to be great. You want to be special. You want to be wealthy. You want to be a billionaire. You want to be the best basketball player. You want to be the best football player. You want to be the best soccer player. You want to be the best surgeon, the best doctor, the best father. Whatever your best is going to be, whatever the best that you want it to be, you got to get up and you got to change. You got to do something that you never thought you'd do. You got to do something that people don't expect you to do. You got to go ahead and rewrite your own history. Stop waiting for somebody to come in there, swoop you off your feet, make your life perfect, make your life great. You got to do it. You have to be the change in your life that you want to happen. You cannot depend on anybody. The only person I'm going to ever bet on in this world is myself. Because I know that's the one thing I can control. My attitude. My mentality. Yes, my mentality. I'm the only person I got control over that. If you let somebody piss you off, you let somebody get you mad, shame on you. Stop doing what you're doing every single day unless you are dedicated to being great. Now get up there. Get outside and go make change happen for you and your family right here, right now, today. My 10-year-old son literally brought me to tears 2 days ago, I believe. I think it was 2 days ago. I'm cleaning up his room, picking up some of the stuff. And I see these index cards. I was like, oh man, that's so crazy. I was looking for some index cards. So I go to take the index cards to write my goals, to put them into the universe, to state them down on the index card. And it says, do not touch. And I'm like, what the heck? So I flipped it over. I started to read what my son wrote. And it brought me to tears. This child is 10 years old. He wrote a speech that he's going to give when he goes into the NFL draft. And he doesn't know exactly what team he's going to get drafted by yet. But he thanked me. He thanked his high school coach. He thanked his JV coach. He thanked coaches he doesn't even have yet. Guys, he didn't stop there. He wrote his Hall of Fame speech for when he gets inducted into the National Football Hall of Fame. What does he have that you don't? What does he have that I don't? What does he have that most people don't? He has full faith and belief in himself. And that is what motivated me. That is what got me excited. That's what gets me up every single morning, is my why. So every morning when you wake up, I'm gonna challenge you right here, right now. I'm gonna challenge you to think something that makes you smile. Just smile early in the morning. Be thankful. Say it out loud. Say 3 things that you're grateful for in your life. Smile. And then you're going to set up the rest of your morning, the rest of your afternoon, and your day for success. If you really want it, then step up,